One of the state's top cops has told the Manly Seagulls they'll only hear from the police when they need answers from the club. New South Wales Deputy Commissioner Catherine Byrne has issued the stern response to the Seagulls after the club demanded police put up or shut up and provide some evidence of match fixing, if there is any evidence of match fixing. We know that up to six NRL players are being investigated for allegedly receiving $50,000 each to throw a match last season. Both games included the Manly Seagulls, with their 20-8 loss to Souths last June and their 2016 loss to Parramatta last August at the centre of this inquiry. Manly's communications manager, Peter Peters, has lashed out at police, telling them to front up with some evidence. Mr. Peters says the club will go to any lengths to clear our brand name. We need to let our sponsors, our supporters and our families know that we're okay and we're not involved in this. He added that players were being treated like criminals before asking, our hands are tied, how long do we have to wait for this to continue going on? Well, the Deputy Commissioner Catherine Byrne isn't budging. She's responded today saying that they have the best organised crime detectives conducting their own investigation. And I'm confident, she says, that if there is evidence of fixing matches, we will find the perpetrators. She adds that police are in the early stages of the investigation and will not go to Manly until they need answers that will come from the club. Look, I've got to say on this, I totally understand where Manly's coming from. We don't want to have another blackest day in Australian sports situation. In some cases, these investigations can last years and years. Just look at Essendon or the Cronulla Sharks. And in the end, there's little to show for the whole thing. Manly just want police to come forward with the evidence instead of dragging their players through the mud. And as for Peter Peters' comments go, I feel exactly the same way if police were investigating something going on here at 2GB. And if all of our family members and friends were saying, oh, is it you being investigated? Well, I think I would want to know. And I understand that sometimes police float these things so that some of the key people will maybe start talking about it, and that will assist police in their investigation and in their gathering of evidence. But have a look at it from the player's point of view for a moment. All of them are tarred with this brush until police front up with some evidence. Now, I'm not suggesting that they've got to do it in lightning fast pace or speed, but I think it would be advisable for this to be resolved sooner rather than later. I mean, how long's too long? Can it go on all year? Remember, these guys have got reputations. The club has got a brand it wants to protect. I understand what police are doing here, but in an ideal world, you would conduct all of the investigations first and then go public with the fact that there is something possibly going on at a certain club. I'm just getting flashbacks to what happened with the blackest day in Australian sport when we had Jason Clare and another federal minister in the Gillard government, both of them standing there at the front of the room. I think it was Kate Ellis, who would have been the sports minister at the time, and Jason Clare, who was the justice minister, and they stood there with the bosses of rugby league, AFL, rugby union, cricket, and they said, look, we need to warn you, this is going to rock Australian sport. It's going to go to the core of what we know and like and love and trust. And in the end, there was not much to show for the whole thing. I mean, they had us thinking about drugs in sport, cheating, match fixing, organised crime, and in the end, we had a few people taking some peptides. Is this going to be another blackest day in sport? I hope not. And I'll say again what I said earlier on. I've got real doubts about rugby league players, some of whom who could be earning $750,000 a year, risking everything for 50 grand to throw a game. I'm not saying it hasn't happened, but I will be seriously surprised if those allegations are proven.